think it's finishing off free agency, and this is always kind of the point where you transition towards the draft. It's kind of a natural breaking point. So really kick into high gear in terms of draft preparation. Our scouts have done an unbelievable job of being on the road and going through all the pro days and getting that information back, led by Tom. And then at some point here, getting a chance to kind of go on the road and get our coaches involved as well, going to see guys live.
Speaking of transitioning to the draft, sketch out for us, you don't have your personnel personally, you're not going to have them until after the draft. Mm-hmm. So you have Rick and Anthony working. What are they doing exactly?
Yeah, we still have, I mean, all our area scouts have been in place. Trey Brown and Mike Davis have kind of led the college department throughout the fall and kind of transitioned to it, overseen by Tom. And so we have coverage. And then bringing in two guys in Rick and Patch who've been directors, college directors, giving them a good grasp of kind of what we're looking for and the players that they're evaluating. So we got a lot of people on board, and then you include the coaching staff that Doug has involved in the evaluation period. So a lot of people kind of grinding away and on the road and evaluating players.
What do you think of the running back position? You guys haven't done anything in terms of adding people, but there's some pretty big names out there still. Do you feel like that's a position you need to address?
Yeah, I think as we look at it, we're looking to add depth. We're building, so we're looking to add depth everywhere. It's kind of you take what's in free agency, and then you also take the young players in the draft. And we feel really good about Ryan and Darren and Kenyon's coming back as well, but also a position that we're constantly exploring and seeing if we could add some guys.
Is it different when you have a top 10 pick? Do you have to do more? You know, the stakes are higher.
I think that when the one thing it allows you to do is really kind of focus on a limited number of players and know them really well. So we'll do that in the next coming weeks. We'll get on the road and we'll work out a lot of these guys and really kind of focus in on what we're looking at.
I think we've talked about this before, but and Doug did too, but you know, it's different this year. Maybe different height, weight, not as many height, weight restrictions. Does that make it easier? Or you're still looking for the best players
sure.
in the position.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, ideally you want someone who's big and long and has all the measurables that go into it. But we'll just look for the best players, and I think where we're sitting at eight is a really good spot for us to be, and we're excited about the opportunity to get a really good player. No idea the position, but we're going to really focus in on that the next couple of weeks and make sure that we do all our groundwork on all these guys.
How do you describe the state of free agency as it stands 2 weeks into it right now?
Slow, you know, kind of grinding to a halt because everyone's here. And like I said, you're talking about this transition that goes on now where everyone's really going to start focusing all their efforts on the college group. But there are still some guys out there. Our pro department, led by Lou Clark and Dwayne Joseph, have done a great job of kind of setting that board and giving us all the names that we should look at. And we're constantly evaluating kind of where we are and if there are opportunities out there.
How does the conversation change with agents from, you know, day one to 2 weeks later?
I think it's very different now. You're trying to sell opportunity. It's almost, I equate it to kind of after the draft, and you're trying to recruit and sell, where I think the money does a lot of talking early on in the process.
What are some of the deeper positions in this draft?
I think the defensive line, you know, the interior defensive line, defensive tackle group, probably the best that's come out in a long time. And we've gone back and studied, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can get later into the draft and get a guy, or that everyone kind of tries to get their own guy, but it's a really interesting group of guys at the defense, interior defensive line for us, defensive tackle positions, and then, you know, you look through it and the offensive line group's pretty good. The numbers that we have on our board is much greater than we've had the past couple of years, so I think those two positions kind of stand out, and as you're building a team along the lines, that's kind of exciting.
The last time we spoke, I asked about wide receiver and cornerback. Mm-hmm. So since then, you re-signed Nolan, mm-hmm. added Chris Gibbons. Is that enough at those positions, you think?
No, I think we're constantly looking to add. I mean, we're in the phase right now. We're building the team, so we're trying to add as many good players as we possibly can. We'll always look for opportunities at those positions. I mean, when you look at it, we'll probably carry 11 combined at those two positions. You know, Doug was talking about it this morning. But you're always looking, because it's much easier to add now than it is in August. And so if you have the positions of depth and you have too many good players, that's a great situation. It's a rich man problem.
Is Nolan still a starter in your mind, or still a starting caliber player?
You know, I think the competition is going to sort itself out, and the coaches will deal with that as we go forward. You know, you get so many reps between the off season and training camp and then the preseason games that I think that we're so far away from that. We're just in the adding period right now.
How are we talking about the value of the running back position over the last decade, maybe longer than that? When you look at the draft, there have been fewer and fewer of those guys drafted in the first round. How do you view that position? Do you feel like it's something that you can probably get guys later in the draft? That haven't, we've seen like David Johnson, guys like that, coming as rookies. Do you think that's true?
It's interesting because we studied this. There's this narrative that you can get running backs in the fifth, sixth, seventh round and undraft the free agency. When you look back at the last 10 years of guys who are really in the top 10 in rushing, those guys are high picks. And so when you find the special talent at that position, that guy who can run the ball, who can pass protect, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, that's a unique weapon. And so I don't think the position is devalued. You know, talking to Doug, and obviously we come from the same school of Andy and what he can do with those kind of guys. And we talk about Ryan and Darren, obviously you have them. But when you go back and really look at it, and should I have some time over the fall to be able to do that, you see that really it is hard to get guys later, and the top guys are coming.
You've had some success. You had Bryce in the seventh round. You've got Chris Polk as an undrafted guy, and you guys haven't drafted a running back high since LeSean. Is this a changing of your philosophy?
I think when you talk about that, there's a difference between a special player and a role player at the position. And I think you talk about those guys are good players, but when you're talking about the guys who are the 1,500-yard rushers, the guys that people are game planning from, those are hard to get later in the draft.
Speaking of Doug, you've had a few months now to work with him. What has that been like? How would you characterize him? What do you know about him now that you might not have known when he was hired?
Well, we had the benefit of knowing him before this, so really have been working with him for years. And all the traits that we saw when we worked with him together, tremendous leadership. He's got infectious personality, tremendous energy. We're just in the meeting, and he's got that energy even in the meeting. He's excited to be here. He's excited about the team. The communication with the players is really good. It's important to him that he does that, and I think it's been fun. You know, right now it's a fun time. You're building the team. You're adding players. So it's a fun time. It's how it should be at this time of year.
You mentioned Ryan Matthews a couple of times. There are reports that you guys have made him available for trade. Was there any truth to that at all?
Oh, I mean, we'll listen to anything. That's our job, to make sure that we listen to anything. But when we looked at that position going into the off season, we said that if we had a chance to get value for one of those guys, because we felt like we had three kind of frontline guys and then some young players we wanted to develop, we did that with DeMarco. And so as we sit here now, he's an important part of our team.
What about the rules changes here? Do you have any strong feelings about any of the things that have been proposed? A lot of people say that, for instance, the chop block, cut block thing is going to really change running dramatically.
I think one of the good things about these meetings right now as we run into them is that you'll get a chance to hear the league's perspective and the competition committee's perspective, so we'll get a better sense in the next 24 or 36 hours to get all the information.
Have you spoken about the former quarterbacks on your staff? Do you defer to them in the quarterback evaluations, especially high in the draft?
Sure, they're a huge part of this. I mean, we feel very lucky to have them and their evaluations as part of the process. And when you talk to them about the quarterback position and what they're looking for and what they see on tape and their excitement about that position as a whole, that they're a big part of this. And so we'll work together here to make all those decisions. That was a big part of us re-signing Sam, bringing Chase here. But the great part about it is, too, that we had our own evaluations, and when you kind of mix them together and you feel really strongly about something, you feel strongly about your decisions.
You haven't played the last two guys since Mark traded him. How were you able to get something for him? And, you know, there's some second part that the quarterback position is a little unsettled at certain parts, certain teams around the league. Mm-hmm. What impact do you think that's going to have on the draft? And, you know, certainly where you guys pick with Jared and maybe Carson going that high.
Yeah, it's hard to predict the draft, especially as we sit right here. We'll get so much more information in the next month. But you talk about Mark, it was a win-win situation. You know, John, and obviously they got two guys who we worked with for a long time, and Matt and Tom Heckert, and being able to have honest conversations about what Mark brings to the table. And so that deal came together pretty quickly, and it's a great situation for Mark. You know, when I spoke to Mark, he had great respect for Philadelphia and wanted to be in Philadelphia, but What a great situation for him to be in as well. So it was a win-win situation. He'll do a great job there.
Getting back to the rules changes, anything that you don't want to see or that might make you nervous as far as a change goes, like the chop out or?
I probably have to look at them all and kind of circle back on that a little bit. But, shoot, we're in Florida, sunshine. There's not much that makes us nervous right about now.